Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is bang that like button like it's your Alabama cousin, so it reaches a wider audience. Also, before I get on with the memes, first a word from today's sponsor. If you want to get your hands on this Thought Tears mug, then visit my Teespring store down in the description. You can also get your hands on the Cure for Feminism t-shirt and classic tank top. If someone doesn't like it, then you can ask them if they're being Islamophobic. I also have a Sandman t-shirt, and 25% of the sales proceeds go to the artist, as well as the classic Sandman sticker and mug. You can also get the entire Sandman collection through digital download or USB key if you want through email. Those are the sound files for the first 5 seasons of my channel, so you can have those to take on the go. Each season is $15. Finally, you can also talk to me via one-on-one coaching through Skype for only $45 an hour. My contact email and Teespring shop are the first links down in the description. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's another actress on the woke list. She says that either you're a normal person, which means you believe in feminism, or you're not normal and therefore a sexist. Feminism is a vehicle for communism, and women love getting things for free, and are natural communists. So of course they're going to support feminism. Remember everyone, actors are always more likable when they're saying what someone else thought of and wrote for a script. Don't take people that play pretend for a living seriously. Moving on, former President Obama says that social media should be stripped from people who are rude and lie. You were meant to protect the First Amendment, Obama, not destroy it. Besides, he's a politician and they are typically liars, so that means that he should be banning himself from social media to set an example. Thank God Bathhouse Barry isn't president anymore, and he's too busy being pegged by Big Mike to matter. Number three, looks like Captain Obvious is back at it again, saying the new research finds women prefer funny men, especially the good-looking ones. They will say whatever they can to downplay how important a man's looks are, to give ugly guys the feeling that they have a chance. So they keep trying with women and keep giving those women attention. They need to put the betas in the friend zone, or they go insane. That's their dirty little secrets. Up next, this is how the migrant crisis ends, with Western governments running out of welfare money. Right now, 47.3% of Germans receiving welfare are migrants. I can't wait for the Western welfare state to go bankrupt. Then race civil war will follow. I think the left has this crazy fantasy of recruiting these people to attack the native population, probably saying that they're greedy, and that they won't share their wealth with them. Will it work, or will the migrants turn on their masters? If they turned in Afghanistan and Syria, what do you think they're going to do in the West? Number five, this young lady is a smart cookie. She sells cookies in front of a pot shop and sold 117 boxes in just 2 hours. This is either true evil or super genius level marketing. But I think she's evil because a portion of every box of Girl Scout cookies that sold funds Planned Parenthood. So she's selling abortion cookies. Regardless, with any business, the three most important things are location, location, location. Moving on, the mayor of London says that terrorism is part and parcel of living in a big city. Yet Tokyo, the world's largest city, has no terrorism. Gee, I wonder why that is. Anyone saying this is either complicit, completely incompetent, or blatantly lying. Well, would you actually look at this? He has family links to terrorism, so he's a terrorist apologist. Number 7, Dave says that The Matrix described that 1999 was the peak of human civilization, and we laughed thinking that there were better times ahead. But now, 25 years later, maybe the machines had a point. 1999 was the peak of filmmaking, music around that time, and culture in general. I really hate that this statement is a true statement. Up next, we have a new level of Bridezilla unlocked. This woman asked her sibling to sit out of the wedding photos because the crutches ruined the color scheme. If her husband doesn't divorce her then and there for such a massive red flag, then he deserves what he's going to get in the future. Maybe she'll ask her brother to be in the photos of her second or third marriage. Number 9, rumors are swirling that Disney wants to bring Amber Turd into the Pirates of the Caribbean Part 6 film. Well, at this point, Disney hates money, so it'd be a perfect fit. I can just see the title right now. Pirates of the Caribbean, The Turd of Destiny. I hope that someone mans the poop deck, of course. I doubt they'll do it, but if they do, then they'll pretty much shit on Depp's legacy, both literally and figuratively. Moving on, the Flying Bat, an Australian women's soccer team featuring 5 trans women, won the grand final amid tight security. Looks like women's sports will eventually turn into minor leagues for men. In the 90s, there was a film called Ladybugs, where at the end there was a joke of an entire girls' soccer team made up of boys dressed as girls. 32 years later, a joke has finally become reality. Number 11, Obi-Wan Kenobi here looks like he lost the plot. Mark Hamill really hates Trump this much in order to point out that this Chicago restaurant is serving Trump footlongs that are only 3 inches long. Are you telling me that he deliberately went and ate Trump's D? This is a typical feminine shaming technique. I wonder about men obsessed with other men's junk. Up next, the next time someone says that white men are oppressing women and minorities, tell them that Asian women make more money than white males and watch their heads explode. Destroy their lies with the truth. They can't handle the truth, and it wrecks their worldview. Somehow they'll justify that Asian women are white and male in order for them not to cope with this reality. Number 13, this is what you need to do when a woman's nudes are trash. Draw her clothes back on and send the pictures back and watch them lose their minds as you de-objectify them. This should become a trend. Better yet, someone should develop an AI attachment in browsers that covers up all the scantily clad women and promote it to guys. Women will lose their minds if you do that. Moving on, remember guys, women are allowed to have preferences, but guys aren't. If you say you don't date fat girls, then fat girls lose their minds, because they worry that your preference might spill over to all the other men out there, and then they won't be getting any. Women would criminalize male preference if they could. Remember, you better date that fat single mother, or you're a terrible person, and you'll be shamed for it. Number 15, this trap thought says that her biggest flex is representing Christ in her Christian activewear. Is this what hoes for Jesus look like? This is like a prostitute wearing a cross. The fact that this activewear even exists shows you just how big of a simp Christian guys are. They fall for this sort of virtue signaling from women. If they didn't, women wouldn't actually do this. We also know that no one is going to be looking at the logo on that shirt. Is Jeezer Jesus's pissed off stepdad or something? Up next, here's another reason why you shouldn't become a sperm donor. This feminist lesbian couple sues their sperm donor to pay child support, and they win. What? Two empowered women aren't enough to pay for one child. Even together, they still can't do it without a man. Why do you think there's a shortage of sperm in the sperm banks? Guys are getting the message, and let's make the sperm banks go bankrupt. Number 17, is this really what the left wants? For big black women to eat everyone. Believe it or not, the left pushes for the consumption of lab-grown human meat. I guess that when KFC's out of chicken, Lizzo's gonna eat all the staff. Some male feminist simps would probably get turned on by the thought of being consumed like this. Moving on, Terrell Owens' ex-wife files for divorce 72 hours after their marriage and demands alimony. She believes that she's accustomed to continue to live the lifestyle that she had for 3 days of marriage. And men still think that marriage is a good idea. Hopefully she gets laughed out of the court. If not, then women have unlocked a new level of gold digging. Number 19, women say that 80% of men are below average, from an old OKCupid survey back about 10 to 15 years ago. It's probably worse now, and 90% or more of men are below average. Women are destroying their futures with insane expectations where the math just ain't math no more. And you know that civilization is going to end with that attitude. We need the artificial wombs yesterday. Up next, what would you do if this person asked you to pay a $1 misgendering fee? I think I'd give them one penny at a time. Preferably flick it off their face from a distance. Either that or throw a 50 in that mug and insult it for an hour straight and watch it break down in tears and jump out a window. Maybe I'll play a song called No One Cares About Your Preferred Pronouns that I get AI to make for me. Number 21, in the UK, this meme will get you arrested and thrown in jail for 6 months to a year in the country. That's how crazy things are getting over there. That simply pointing out the obvious that importing jihadis means they will end people is considered racist and wrong now. Telling the truth is illegal too. Moving on is the Sports Illustrated model Hunter McGrady. And what sport is she illustrating? This isn't Sports Illustrated, it's Wales Illustrated. I really don't know which sport, but I'm surprised to see that fat women's clothing is now made of wrappings from all the burritos that they eat. Her last name is McGrady, but I think she should change her last name to McGravy. That would be more fitting. Number 23, this woman is happy because she was having an affair with their married boss, and then she realized that he was also banging another woman at work. He's not her man. It's just her turn, and she's happy about it, because females have FOMO when it comes to men. She won't hate him for cheating, but she will hate that female coworker. Women don't mind sharing the best man, but they want him all to themselves at the same time. Talk about a paradox. Up next, a Florida baby dies after a teen mom adds fentanyl to the baby bottle, thinking that it was cocaine, because that's supposed to make things better. She's just trying to prove that it wasn't her fault that her baby got ejected from its meat suit. I can also see her telling the police that it can't be fentanyl because my baby only does cocaine. It's a common mistake these days, don't you know? It's so sad that baby never had a chance. Number 25 and the last one, the sign says that Amber Turd is one of the most beautiful and perfect looking women in the world. But that still didn't stop her from shitting the bed. Sure, she's got an angel face, but a devil's heart. Due to another study in scientific beauty, my flip-flops are equally as beautiful. Who agrees? If you have a dog, you'll know that this is the look it gives you while it's taking a poop. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal Subscribestar links below. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.